which is awesome scripture. I beseech you, Brother Rent, by the mercies of God, that you submit your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. That means put your body under subjection, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And it says, be not conformed to this world. So there's a conforming to this world of the image of the fallen man. We are born in sin, shapen in iniquity, did our mothers conceive us. So it says, be not conformed to this world. Why? Because Christ has set us free. He come to set the captives free. Amen? He said, he led captivity captive. Amen? And he set the captive free. So you are free. So he says, be not conformed to this world, meaning set your affections on things above and not on the earth. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Praise God. So by the renewing of your mind, every day you put your body under subjection. Amen. Submitting your body as a living sacrifice. That means taking it to the altar and let it be consumed by the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen? So be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is perfect and good, that you may prove what is good and perfect will of God. So prove the will of God. That means make your election sure unto God. Amen? So there's a work that is being done on this side. Praise God. Because whom he called, he also to them he justified. So this is the process of we're learning justification or sanctification, being set apart. Be ye holy as I am holy. Amen. As the Father said in Ecclesiastes, I think it's in chapter 11, 45 and 44 and 45. Be ye holy as your Father in heaven is holy. That means be sanctified or set apart. Amen. And he's calling out a people for his name, setting apart a people for his name. So you and I can be able to begin to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do we? How is it renewed? By the washing of the water by the word. It's renewed. It's a change. It's a conversion. Your heart is being converted back to God. And it's God through Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. Amen. And so, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So it's a renewing. Day by day, we build up ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we got to understand that there's a process that's happening on this side, called, amen, out of darkness into his marvelous light, called, amen. We've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So there's a process happening that God is working inside of us. He's working out the old man. Destroying or putting an end to sin in our life, our enemies, because it's enmity, our mind, our thoughts is enmity towards God. So so the Lord has given us the power over all the power of the enemy. Amen. He gave us power over all the power of the enemy. And we know Satan's the enemy, but also the thoughts in our mind, that nature, that Adamic nature is enmity towards God. Praise God. And so he gives us the power over all the power of the enemy. Praise God. And so Christ came to do an awesome work in our hearts. And so in Isaiah chapter 61, we were in prayer and there was a question asked, what is bondage? What is bondage? And so we went over some of the scriptures as the Lord began to reveal to us the word of God. And so I just want to touch on some of those scriptures. But again, it's in line to what we've been receiving, what we've been hearing, what God is doing in our lives. So because if the Lord has predestinated us, amen, that means nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen. Neither height nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers, nor peril, nor sword. Amen. Nor things past, nor things present, nor things to come. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because there's a treasure inside of you. Praise God. That God is coming back for. He says, I come back. I'm coming back for my treasure. Amen. And you are the treasure of God. Hallelujah. And so the in Isaiah chapter 61, the Lord, when he came, and we know Isaiah is speaking, but it's talking about Christ. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me, praise God, to preach the gospel. So then you have to have the word mixed with faith. So to receive, but at the same time, it's there's an anointing in that gospel, because it's the word of God, because it's Christ who became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And he says, has anointed me to preach the gospel. And Christ was was anointed. Why? Because he loved righteousness and hateth iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. So we are the fellows. He shall be the firstborn of many brethren. We are his brethren. We are the fellows of God. And he is the anointed one. Praise God. Christ means anointed one. Amen. And so he's been anointed to preach the gospel. And that anointing, praise God, of the gospel message that is preached. The Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. The yoke of what? The yoke of bondage. The bondage that the enemy has been trying to put on the people of God, age through age, throughout generation, to cause us to be blind to see the inheritance that God has in store for us, to see who you are in Christ. Amen. To see the authority you have over the enemy. Praise God. But Christ has come to destroy that yoke by the anointing and by the preaching of the gospel. And it says, I come to preach good tidings unto the meek, or unto the poor. And it says, he has sent me to bind up. Come on, the brokenhearted. To bind up. That means heal those wounds of the brokenhearted. And you say, we say, well, I'm like this because my father did this to me, or my mother did that to me, or I didn't have a good thing in life. But count it all joy. We have a Christ who's come to bind up your brokenhearted. Come on, he took out the balm of Gilead and began to heal those wounds, as the good Samaritan began to heal the wounds. Hallelujah. And it says, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. So when you're proclaiming something, you're shouting it on the mountaintops. Amen. And Christ has to come to proclaim liberty to the captive. That means you hear the voice of the Lord crying out. Wisdom crieth. You're free. Come on. The chains have been broken. You have liberty. Hallelujah. Do you hear that joyful sound? Praise God, of the gospel message, the good tidings of great joy, saying you are free. Hallelujah. And who the Son has set free, they are free indeed. Praise God. And it says, and to open up the prisoner, the prison to them that are bound. Come on. Bondage. We've been in bondage for long enough. Amen. Aren't you tired of being in bondage? Aren't you tired from the enemy on your back, like a monkey on your back? Come on. But Christ has come to open up the prison's doors. He come to set free those that are bound. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means Jesus. Jesus has broken the bars asunder and set the captive free. You're no longer bound anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. But you are the children of God. And it says to open the prisoner door to them that are bound. That means stop sitting in the prison that's already open. Get up and get out. Hallelujah. Come on. And run the race. Hallelujah. That is set before you. Praise God. Looking unto Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of your faith. God has set a race. He set a road. Hallelujah. It's called the highway of holiness. It's the righteous way that Christ has set before you. A way of escape. A way out of this perverse world. And it says to open up the prisoner, the prison, to set them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You see that? What Christ has come to do? He's called you out of darkness. Amen. He's called you out of prison. He's called you out of a broken heart. Hallelujah. And he brought you into his marvelous light. He brought you into his everlasting love. Hallelujah. Come on. He brought you into his healing. Hallelujah. And it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. And there is a day. There's appointed a day. Hallelujah. That he will reign in righteousness. Hallelujah. By that man, Christ Jesus. That day of vengeance to comfort all who mourn. Come on. He's the great comforter. All who that mourn in Zion. He comforts all who mourn. Praise God. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beauty. Come on. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. That means he makes your spirit beautiful. When we continue to commit our body or submit our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, the sacrifice that's bound to the altar must be consumed and become ashes. But what comes out of the ashes is beauty. Hallelujah. What comes out of the ashes is a beautiful spirit. Amen. That we may worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. And it says, the oil of joy. That's the oil of gladness. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise. Come on, for the spirit of heaviness. That garment of praise. Hallelujah. That robe of righteousness. It's a garment of praise that we may rejoice in him. It says that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting, come on, of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Come on, trees of righteousness. That means you're planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah, that you cannot be moved. You're planted, your roots go down deep and they cling to the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God, my God. And so he calls us trees of righteousness. You're beautiful. Amen. No matter may the storms come or the winds may blow. Hallelujah. You're planted as a tree to stand above all. Amen. And that you may be and you may glorify God. Praise God. As trees, glorify the Lord. Amen. And it says, and just go to verse 10 real quick. Verse 10. And it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. You see the oil of joy that's in your heart? Why? For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Hallelujah. Come on, you've been clothed with the garment of salvation, that garment of praise, that garment of righteousness. Amen. For the spirit of heaviness. That means he trades that nature. He trades that fallen nature. Praise God. That 17 works of the flesh. He trades that and begins to give you the fruits of the Spirit. He gives you the nature of God. Amen. For we are giving exceeding great and precious promises that by these we may become partakers of the divine nature of God. He trades that nature. He sups up that nature. Amen. Because as the great shepherd, thou preparest a table before thine enemies. Hallelujah. Come on. And you begin to sup at the table. You begin to receive the nature of God in your life. Why? Because he led you by the still waters. He made you lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. He leads you to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And he puts on, my God, he clothes you with the robe of righteousness. Amen. For his name's sake. And it says, he clothes you with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Come on, there's the robe. As a bridegroom decketh herself. Come on, himself. Excuse me. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments. And as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. That means I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. Come on. And there's a reflection of beauty. Amen. That we have because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. As a bride adorned. Amen. And herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as a garden calls the things that are sown in it to spring forth. That's you, the garden. And God blows upon his garden, his spikenards. Come on. And you smell of myrrh. Hallelujah. Come on. You smell the beauty. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it says, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Come on. To spring forth. Hallelujah. Before all nations. And the whole, the earnest of the expectation of the creature is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. That you may spring forth. Amen. Within all, before all nations. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what is the Lord doing in our hearts? The work that he had predestined, that he had foreordained from before the foundation of the world. Look at the beauty that God has put within us. The treasure, the inheritance that God has put in us. But our eyes must be open to this. Amen. We will never know that according that he has chosen you. Come on. Before the foundation of the world. That we may stand before God, holy, blameless, before him in love. Come on. Because it's the work that is happening in your heart that God is creating, my God, a new creature. Praise God. A new creature that will walk in the newness of life. Amen. And if any man be in Christ, that's where the work happens. In him we live and move and have our being. That we are a new creature. Amen. That the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. So the renewing of your mind is erasing the old man that's passing away. Putting your body in subjection. Bullying it day by day. Paul said, I bully my body daily. Hallelujah. Why? So that new man can arise up and grow in grace. And in the knowledge of God, that you walk in the newness of life. Amen. That the word of God is written in your hearts and in your forehead. Because God says in the last days, I will do a new thing. Amen. I will take out that stony heart and I will give them a heart of flesh. And I will write my law in their inward part. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord. What God is doing. But our eyes must be enlightened. It must be open to what God is doing. Amen. That means our the spirit of our understanding must be awakened. Amen. Because God, He's the one that awakens it. He's the one that quickens it. And how does He begin to feed the saints of God? That we may begin to understand the word rightly, dividing the word of truth. Begin to understand this word. It takes a ministry that God has given. He came to bring the Spirit of God. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. Has anointed me. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. Come on, to preach good tidings or the gospel unto the meek or unto the poor. And blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. Amen. The poor. You are poor. You and I were poor. We had no oblation, nothing to give. But He who was rich became poor. He became as you, tested on all points without sin. Amen. That you and I might become rich. And so Christ has come. The work is being done now in our hearts. So He brought His Spirit. He's given us the Spirit of wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. And so in that Spirit, we begin to understand the things of God. We begin to, the revelation of God begins to become more clearer. But it takes a ministry that will lead, that will guide us, that God has given us. He says, I had led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Gifts to men. He's given us some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers, and some pastors for the perfecting of the saints. Amen. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God unto a perfect man. So Christ is building that perfect man inside of us, because we've come to Mount Zion where the spirits of just men are being made perfect. Amen. And we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So now we are called in time, and there's a work that's being done, amen, in our hearts, that God is teaching us. God is revealing the word to us, and they all shall be taught of God. Amen. From the least to the greatest. And so the ministry. And so God had given a commission to the apostles. Praise God. And there was a commission given to Paul. Amen. In Acts 26, that commission was given to Paul, to the Gentiles. Amen. And we found out that we are Gentiles. And this same commission, amen, is to begin to unveil, amen, the word of God. Begin to bring the people from darkness, from dark places. It's because it's the preaching of the gospel. He said, I come to preach good tidings, amen, to them that are poor. Good tidings, that means the good tidings is that you're free. The good tidings is that He delivered you from prison. Amen. Good tidings is that He came to heal you. Amen. Good tidings. But we will never know that if we're in ignorance, because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If we don't understand where we are in this present world, that's why grace has come to teach us. Amen. To deny these things, ungodliness, worldly lust, that we may live. There's a way we ought to live in this world on that path of righteousness, soberly, righteously, godly, amen, in this present day. So there's a guide, there's a word that God has given us in our heart as a people of God, that we may take heed of what the word is saying. Take heed of what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. And redeem the time that is at hand. Praise God. Redeem me the time and not allow to let it slip. Amen. And the enemy to keep the veil over your eyes. But Christ has come, amen, to take that veil over your eyes. Because the veil was rent. Amen. That we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And so in Acts 26, the commission was given to Paul to the Gentiles. And as it reads in verse 12, whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority and commission for the chief priests. Amen. As Paul was going with a commission, he was going, from the chief priests to persecute the Christians, to put them in prison. Come on. To put them in bondage. For them to be killed. There was a commission from Saul when he was Saul. But Christ, amen, my God, because of his overriding will, because of the foreknowledge of God that Paul was predestined to be, amen, God had another commission that put an end to that commission that he was given, that was given to Paul, that he may go to the Gentiles, amen, and begin to shine a light to the Gentiles. And it says, and at midday, O king, I saw the way, a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when he were fallen unto the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Come on, why dost thou persecute me? But he's not he's persecuting the Christians. Aren't we the body? Come on, he's the head. Praise God. And he says, even if you touch the least of these, amen, then Christ is going to step in. Touch not the apple of my eye, or you're going to be reckoned with. But there was a commission that Christ had given Paul from before the foundation of the world, because there were those who were poor in spirit. There were those who were in prison. There are those who are brokenhearted. There are those, come on, who are in darkness. Praise God. Enslaved under the power of the enemy. And it says, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? It is hard for them, for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, unto whom thou art Lord? Who thou art Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up. Thank God for but rise. Amen. Yeah. But rise up. That means he's come to turn your life around, Paul. Come on. He's come to do a work in your life. Because there's a calling that was called on you before the foundation of the world. Because there was other sheep that were not of this fold. Come on. Are you here today? And it says, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen and those things which I will appear unto thee. Come on, a witness, a minister and a witness. That means he's come to minister to our hearts, the word of God, and to be a light, a witness, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. And it says, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee to do what? To the Gentiles, you and I, to open their eyes. Come on. And to turn them from darkness to light. So to open up their spiritual eyes. Why are we here? To hear the gospel message. Amen. From the gifts that were given to men. Who were able to take the baton, the proclamation that was given from Christ. To you and I. to open up our eyes. Now that our eyes are open, we now begin to see who we really are in Christ and to know that, wait a minute, that you mean God has predestined me before the foundation of the world to be conformed, to be changed into his image of his son? You mean Christ has come, amen, to make his abode in my heart, to shed his love abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, and I'm not in this fight by myself? You mean I don't have to stay down, but a righteous man shall arise, may fall? Come on. But again, they shall arise? You're trying to tell me that Christ has come to take the darkness from my eyes that I may see? Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I have a hope now in Jesus. Come on. Thanks be to God. And it says, to deliver them from the people, to open up their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. And from the power of Satan. That means he has no hold upon you anymore because of your ignorance. Amen. Because light has shined out of darkness. To shine in your, that now shine in your heart, to give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God that shines in the face of Jesus Christ. From darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And it says that they may receive forgiveness of sins. Come on, that healing, the brokenhearted. My heart has been broken because of sin. Amen. Because I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I was led by the flesh. But God has come, amen, to receive me and to heal me from my brokenhearted and to forgive me and wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, that I may stand before him holy without blame. Amen. In love. It says that they may receive forgiveness of sin. Come on, among them which are sanctified. Sanctification. Set apart. Which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So it's the faith of God. And it's the inheritance that is given. That if we were continue in darkness, we will never know. And our road will lead to destruction. But Christ has come, the great shepherd, the bishop of our souls. Come on. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me. Come on. He leadeth me into path of righteousness. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Come on. What is God, the Lord, doing for us? He's leading us in paths that we know not of. As he told Peter, stretch forth your hands and let another man lead you in the places you know not of. But now we understand, now we know, is that Christ is leading us into the kingdom of God. Christ is leading us. Hallelujah. Come on. Jesus Christ. Woo! He's leading us into everlasting. Hallelujah. By his love. And turn your scripture, and I'll finish up on this. I think it's in Ephesians. That's where we touched on. Ephesians chapter 17. Let's just go ahead and go to verse 11, chapter 4, let's go to verse 11, amen, verse 11, and it says, wait a minute, let's go to, this is awesome, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gifts of Christ, given grace, amen, and we have access. By faith. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up upon high, He led captivity captive and gave gift to man. Amen. And it says now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And we know he preached to the spirits in prison, but also the lower parts of your earth, my earth. Amen. And began to get up all that mire, all that clay, praise God, and begin to wash us by the sprinkling of the blood and purge us from our sins, that we may be worthy to receive the inheritance. He says, he that descended, the same also ascended far above all heavens, that he might be filled with all things. And he gave some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Amen. Paul was to the Gentiles. Amen. Now we're not in Paul's day. We're in Pastor Wedderburn's day. But there was a baton that begins to be relayed that men that have the message, that have the word of God, men of God, amen, who spend time with the Lord and not in the things of the world. And holy men spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. Amen. And begin to preach the gospel. Preach the good news. What God has in store for his people. And it says, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body. Come on. That means the lifting up of the body. Hallelujah. Come on. Lift up those feeble knees. Lift up your hands, all ye people. And begin to praise the Lord. It says, till we all come into the unity, that means the oneness of one mind. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. One accord. And it says, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The knowledge that Christ is bringing us into, a knowledge of him, that we may know of his great love. Amen. And it says, unto a perfect man. That means a man that is mature, that has been purified by the word, been purified by the blood, and made white as snow. Praise God. It says, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth no more be as children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So we're not deceived, amen, being blown everywhere by every wind of doctrine, by doctrines of devils. But we stand as the tree, because we're trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, amen. And we're rooted down upon the rock, which is Christ. And upon I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, but speaking the truth and love. Look at that. The Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth. Amen. That we may know the love of God. And it says that may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So Christ has set us free, that we may grow up in him in all things as a child of God, for whom he did foreknown, he did predestine to be conformed into the image of his dear Son, growing up in Christ. Come on. To the fullness of Christ. Knowing the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of God that passes knowledge. Growing up. Amen. That means being mature in the word. Once I was a child, I acted like a child. I did childish things. But there's a day now that I have to put away those childish toys, and I have to be mature in God. I have to grow up, amen, and be a child of God, stable, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding the Lord, not being blown to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by every sleight of hand. Come on. And it says, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, by which every joint supplieth to the effectual working. That means you can't get away from it. It's an effectual working. As much as Jonah could not go to Tarshish, he had to go to Nineveh. It was an effectual working, an effectual calling. Working in the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And here's where I'll finish in this part here. It says, this I say therefore, testify in the Lord. So what's going on now? That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, amen, in the vanity of their mind, which is enmity with God. And so we are walk not in the vanity of our mind or after the law of sin and death, but we walk after the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So as Paul said, I live yet not I, but it's Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live by the faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So he walked after another spirit, which is the Spirit of God, and not after the flesh. And it says, or after the vanity of his mind. So casting down every stronghold that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. And walk after the Spirit, being led. And as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And what is Christ leading us into? He's leading us into sonship. Come on. He's leading us into his inheritance. He's leading us into his kingdom. Hallelujah. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of the heart. Look the awesomeness what Paul did. Amen. To the Gentiles. And now we have the word. And the blinds have been lifted. Hallelujah. Come on. And the captive have been set free. And it says, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But, come on, ye have not so learned Christ. But we're learning Christ today, saints. We've been learning Christ in this church. We've been learning, come on. We've been learning Christ of the salvation of God. Hallelujah. And as FB, so that ye have heard. Come on, have you heard? Have you heard the word of God? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Such have you heard and have been taught. Come on, have you been taught by the word? Have you been taught by him? Also, the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man that's being destroyed. Amen. The old man in its deeds. It says, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed, come on, in the spirit where? Of your mind, come on. That's where God is, come on, he's working. He's renewing your mind by the word. He's taking off, he says, I'm writing my law in their minds and in their hearts. Come on, he's renewing your mind. Praise God. And it says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's what we're predestined to. Righteousness and true holiness. That's the new man. This is after God created. God is working inside of you, creating you. Come on. As David said, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Make me to know wisdom in the inward part. That's the wisdom that God is writing in your heart. And you're created after God. Come on. In righteousness and true holiness. That's the robe of righteousness. Be ye holy. That's where God is bringing us to. Setting apart and creating a child of God. Hallelujah. A son and daughter of righteousness. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise, saints. And he's leading us into his path of righteousness for his name's sake. We serve an awesome God tonight. Hallelujah. God has set us free.
and who the Son has set free, is you are free indeed. Hallelujah. Come on, he's broken the bars asunder. He's healed the brokenhearted. He comforted all who mourn. And you are now, hallelujah, righteous unto God, a vessel of mercy. Hallelujah. A vessel of honor. What God is raising you up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we thank the Lord tonight for what he's done for us. We thank the Lord tonight for the word of God and the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise clap, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.